Well, g'day, g'day. I'm talking this evening for me and this afternoon for my guest to Ad Heike Schoeben, who's the candidate for the Board of Trustees, also known as User Daedalus. G'day, Ad.
G'day. How are you doing, Peter?
Very well. Thanks very much for coming along. As I say, we've just had a little chat there, and we're talking to as many candidates for the Board of Trustees as possible. And we're just doing a bit of conversation to humanize and to explain a bit about where you're coming from. And to kick off, could you just perhaps a little sketch of your background into your personal background, who you are and where you're from, etc.
My name is Ad Heike Schoeben. I'm from the Netherlands. I live in The Hague. I'm married. I have two daughters. I studied economics and business administration, and I'm a professional auditor with a designation of certified internal auditor. I joined Wikipedia 3 years ago, February 2005.
And just pause you there for a sec. When you say Wikipedia, which language did you first...
It's on the Dutch Wikipedia that I'm most active. It's my home wiki. I also do edit sometimes on the English Wikipedia. Some other projects I visited, but most of my work is on the Wikipedia itself.
And were you aware of any Wikimedia projects before 2005?
I probably have seen the first Wikipedia page in 2003-2004 on the Dutch Wikipedia. It had the old logo. When you enter the term on a search engine, you might come up with a Wikipedia page. In the beginning, it was very small articles and not so very much information. When I was looking for lots of information for subjects I was researching.
And it's always an interesting question, and we've covered it with a couple of other candidates. When you first realized that you could press edit and you could sort of go behind the curtain and contribute yourself. Really?
Frankly, 3-4 years ago, when I finally spotted the edit or bewerk button on the page, I didn't believe anybody. I probably blanked the first page. Newcomer behavior. Can you really edit this? If I blank this page, if they have 10,000 of articles, who will notice I will blank a page? I noticed within a minute somebody had reversed the blanking.
Yeah.
So I really wondered, how can they know that I did this? But now, of course, I do know.
Yeah.
It's special. And
not that it's particularly important, but roughly, you know, did you, like, what's your edit count? Did you become very active quite quickly, or, you know, those sorts of things?
I became quite active in the first months. It is going up and down on periods. When I have some inspiration to add things, when I found a subject that is not so very well covered on the Wikipedia, I will go through it, find material, probably translate articles from the English Wikipedia, which is 10 times bigger. So there's always something to add, something to change, whenever I like.
And it's an interesting, I think, at least a fair amount of the audience that may be listening to this will probably come from the English Wikipedia. Could you, like, how would you describe the current health of the Dutch Wikipedia? Is it still 10 times smaller? And, you know, how's it going as a project, basically?
The Dutch Wikipedia is doing very well. When I started February 2005, it had 50,000 articles, reached that limit within a few weeks after I joined. We're now close to 500,000 articles.
So wow.
It's growing fast, as Mojax projects have done over the last 7 years, doubling every half year. But I do notice that since a year or year and a half, the English Wikipedia isn't growing exponential anymore. It's going over the top.
Well, yeah, and that's a very, very interesting topic for further conversation. But we'll keep it short for now. But you mentioned in your sort of brief intro there that you you're an auditor, and you do currently serve on the audit committee, which is
yes.
It's in many ways it's a board level committee of the foundation. Just before we talk about exactly your work there and your experience there, how did you go from this this wide-eyed editor that didn't quite believe edit would work to being asked to serve on the audit committee? In fact, how long have you been on the audit committee?
I've been on the audit committee since January 2007, but that's 1.5 year ago. When I joined Wikipedia 3 years ago, within a month, I saw discussions about the Wikimedia Foundation, which was still in its infancy then. There was talks about setting up a chapter for in the Netherlands. There were already two audit chapters after long discussions in Germany and France. So I joined a group to come together to create a chapter in the Netherlands. Finally, a group came together to form the first board, and I've been to the first meetings of the creation of the chapter. And when you follow the discussions around chapters, you will see the discussions that were at that time mainly on the Meta Wikipedia Wikimedia site. Now things have more evolved. The discussions has gone to the Wikimedia Foundation site, to specific internal sites, board sites. So
basically,
transparent and less open than it is 3 years ago, but that.
Yeah.
Part of the growing of an organization when 3 years ago was in its infancy, had no paid employees. We're now with a dozen paid employees.
So is it fair to say that your involvement, you became involved in the local chapter, and through that your interest and you've offered to sort of what is it, someone said, if you offer to do one job, your reward, if you do one job well, your reward is three more jobs. And you find yourself today having served for 18 months on the Wikimedia Foundation's audit committee.
Yeah, people who do well are rewarded.
rewarded
most with trusted editors. Trusted editors will become, if they do well, become admin or sysop, even bureaucrats, stewards. Which are still technical functions, not organizational functions. There are a lot of.
And I suppose, in a way, you're now seeking, or not? You're putting your hand up and offering to take it to the next level, which is to serve on the board of trustees. That's your background. We're trying to keep this a little bit snappy, so I'll just sort of ask you the same sort of general questions that we've been discussing with others, which is. The greatest Wikimedia strengths that you'd like to build on, any directions you'd like to see the board take, or that you as a prospective board member would seek to steer the board in. Just a few words on your views in that sort of context.
The greatest strengths of the Wikipedia as a wiki is anyone can edit. We have a single goal or purpose is to get the sum of all knowledge in all languages. So we have a clear direction for each project to what can be added and what cannot be added. We're very open. Growth of project depends on welcoming of newcomers.
Do you have, these are, I think you'll...
Are keys.
I think there's sort of grassroots support for almost all of what you're saying there. I wonder if you have any, do you have any specific, I mean, you may not, of course, there's no huge need to, but do you have any specific initiatives or sort of things that you think the board should be doing that you would like to steer them towards?
What I would like to steer them toward is, one, realizing the exponential growth of the Wikipedia project, the Wikimedia projects, is something of the past. And to stay in business and to flourish and have millions of volunteers contributing to the projects by spending free time as a hobby, adding to the sum of knowledge, and finding millions of new contributors, we should remain open to all and make sure anyone can edit. And anyone can edit is not only for the tech savvy, but also for people who are not programmers.
So yeah, yeah. The more now, we'll just to move it also. Sorry, do go ahead, Adam.
Would be a great improvement of accessibility to Wikipedia projects.
So to keep the openness of the project and the fact that it welcomes contributors and editors, it's very important to not take that for granted, and to continue to foster that ethos, really.
Yes, you should foster it.
And it's interesting.
There's a clear division of labor between, say, foundation and projects and chapters on the other side.
And we really could talk at much, much greater length than all of these, and I know that we're terribly rushing through. It's just in a bit really to make it.
The great point is the board of the foundation should not interfere with projects itself. Project content is responsibility of project communities, their responsibility for the board.
Yeah, yeah. And the final question is just to ask, having looked at the field of candidates, could you, you know, what would you say would be the main reasons why you would ask voters in this election, and the voting is now open, of course, to support you?
There are three main reasons to support my candidacy. There's one, I'm a long-term trusted editor on several projects. I'm a community member. I've been involved in chapters, chapter creations, and in support of chapters. And lastly, I've served on the audit committee. I'm aware of ongoing discussions, ongoing organizational developments, and with my professional background and training experience, I can help steer and govern the foundation towards a sustainable future.
And thanks very much for coming by this Not the Wikipedia Weekly little special, Ad. We may be doing some more foundation before the end of the election, so I'll certainly let you know and hope to get you along. But thanks very much for coming.
You're welcome, Peter. It was a pleasure to meet.